I think this team took us up in the right direction against the Pittsburgh Steelers, obviously, though we lost the game. So it's no merit for the performance, but at the same time, if we can build off that, come out with the same energy, enthusiasm, physicality that we did against the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, we can compete with anybody.
You may be a little young for this, but is this a Joe Namath Fu Manchu mustache, or what's the inspiration for this?
You know, there's a charity out there called Movember, and prostate cancer is the number one killer in men, and what we do is the charity itself builds awareness, and also we raise funds to go to cancer research. So it's a pretty cool deal, and it allows me to grow this ugly thing for once a month, and then my wife, December 1st, will be yelling at me to shave that thing off.
The continuing frustration of not being able to win a game. You came very, very close the other day, and then there's a mistake at the end, which has been the bugaboo for the team. Just the level of frustration continuing to build.
Well, you know, it is frustrating. Obviously, this team, we put together a lot of work throughout the course of a week. We work hard each and every week, and to not be able to go out there and get those wins is very frustrating for not only us, the coaching staff, the fans, everybody. But at the same time, we've got to keep pushing forward, and we've got to find a way to get those wins and turn this thing around.
Is it harder to shake a turnover like that to end a game in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, every turnover is difficult and every loss is difficult. I think anytime you have a turnover like that, especially when, you know, you're throwing the ball and it gets deflected or something like that happens, it's always tough to swallow because you're in a position to win a ball game against a good team on the road in tough circumstances. And we played great football for 60 minutes and then something like that happens in overtime and it doesn't result in how you want it to result. And so it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes.
We gave ourselves a chance. That's what we want to do. In and out of weeks throughout the season, but the second half of the season, give ourselves a chance to win the game. And at the end of the game, the best team will win, or the best team will make that certain play that they need to make to win the game. But that's all we ask for right now is a chance to win. And now, since we know we can do that, we need to win the game.
And the only people that are going to turn this around are us. So we continue to put, I think, pretty good practices together. I think it showed up on Monday night couple days ago, and now we got to go do it again. We got to go put another close ball game together and go win against a good team. You know, so it doesn't change much in this league. You're going to play a lot of close games, and you got to go win them. And at the end of the day, you got to go make the plays that win. And unfortunately, we got a couple plays called back. You know, but at the same time, we had our opportunities, and we got to just keep making plays and keep finding ways to win.
I just feel like we made a lot of progress this week. And that's what I'm proud of from all the guys. You know, we played a full four quarters. Everybody, nobody backed down. I feel like everybody came to play. And we can build off of that. You know, we just got to keep moving forward.
Definitely, there were some building blocks. We got to continue to make progress and move on with that. We showed that we can be a good team and we can make plays on offense, defense, and on special teams. We have to go ahead and use that same energy and that same intensity going in weeks forward in the games we have to play after this.
You go up against Andy Dalton, player of the week on offense. What do you see from him? What do you know about him?
He's a great player, has a nice arm. He's definitely proved himself that he can be a quarterback in this league, and that's the way we got to take it. We know that he can find the guy that's open. He can find the right player. Obviously, him being the player of the week, that shows that and says enough in itself. It just means we have to be prepared, you know, from the D-line to linebackers to the safety. Everybody has to be prepared, and everybody has to be on the same page to be able to make plays and get things done on our side of the ball.
Growing up in the city, you know, every kid dreams of playing for their hometown team, so it's a huge opportunity for me and just a blessing.
Now, you were in camp with the Packers, is that right? So you've been kind of sitting around waiting for a phone call, is that what it's been?
Exactly. Just working hard, training, trying to stay ready for whenever that opportunity comes.
Have you been here in town?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's it like getting a phone call then?
It was a surprise. It's, you know, it's been hard just trying to stay ready and, you know, finding a local group of guys to work out with. And it was just a big surprise, and I was just so happy. And, you know, for it to be my hometown team is just a blessing.
Had you had any contact with the team prior?
I've actually worked out for the Chiefs four times total, coming out of college, and twice this season, before and after Green Bay. So I always had a feeling that someday I might play for the team, but, you know, I just never knew when the opportunity would come. So,
how did you keep from getting discouraged?
It was hard. Just, you know, I have my dad's in my life, and my family is strong. So, you know, just they encourage me and, you know, pray and go to church, and that's pretty much it. Just try to stay hanging there. growing up, I know how the fans are here. It's truly a fan-based city, and, you know, my dad's one of the biggest Chiefs fans I know growing up, so just to play for this club is just an honor, and, you know, it's amazing.